This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Friday edition. Kevin Flynn, Scott Hennen off today. Todd Mitchell is here. Our number 800-228-0550. Or you can shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com. That's another way to reach out. 800-228-0550, the number. If you want to text Todd, he's taking text. That number is
701-226-8503.
A lot of education going on this cloud seeding stuff we were talking about last hour. And really, I had no idea. They're doing a little more searching on it, a little more. And what I want to go back to, was it Roger's comment, was just perfect on, it's all about the program, never about the results. You can go to the border wall with that statement. You can go to pretty much any government program, that, yep. You know, any one of them. That's brilliant. Love that. We're going to get to we're going to talk some invasive species in the on the North Dakota side of the border here with a couple of game and fish guys in North Dakota. Do want to remind you it's Friday. PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. Specials today: Valley City exit 292 off I-94. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. I've had the chicken fettuccine there; it's fabulous. They do a great French dip too. Two Sloppy Joes and Chips in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got corn dogs with that mac and cheese, that baked mac and cheese they do. 12th Avenue, Sloppy Joes, NP Avenue, 205 NP's got Chef's Choice. Glendon in Minnesota serving up Salisbury Steak. And up in Yulin, Minnesota, they got meatballs today. And always on Friday, that personal pepperoni pizza with cheese or garlic bread. $5.99 every Friday at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Before we get to our game and fish guest, Gene is on. And talking about the thumb on the scale, are we still talking about weather modification, Gene?
Well, let's go to weather modification a little bit here. The flood in Rapid City, wasn't there weather modification involved in that?
It's funny you say that. I think there was. Yep, I think there was. Anyway, go ahead.
I think I got a cousin in Wyoming. He lived in Rapid City, and he survived that flood. He spent the night in a tree holding a lady, and they both survived. Huh? Anyway, we've got cloud seeding going on all the time, and now I'm talking about chemtrails, or whatever they're called.
Yeah, there's you got a contrail or a chemtrail. I don't know that I don't buy into some of that. Just because the more I've read about that,
I've called my congressman and the lady said, "Well, they depend. That's passenger planes, and it depends on the humidity up there." Well, how much humidity is there at 36,000 feet?
Yeah, yeah. You can always tell too. And
I've got a picture of two giant X's right over Hobart Lake. Now, passenger planes don't write X's in the sky.
Well, they do, but the thing is that because a route can take a plane north and south and another plane east west. That's possible. The difference that you're seeing. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. And he's right. The difference that I know about, and having spent years around the aviation world. When you see an airliner flying up there and you see a short trail behind it, that is a contrail or a condensation trail. Okay, that's pretty typical. Engine puts off, you know, the exhaust it does, the water vapor in it is left behind. That's what you're seeing. It's usually very short. When you see these long streaks across the sky, the word is that's chemtrail. And I happen to, the few aviation and the pilots I've talked to said, yeah. Because condensation doesn't hang up there that long. So there's some for that, too. Wrapping up our weather modification talk. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it, man. All right, we got to talk some invasive species now with our friends from the DNR Game and Fish. We got Ben Holland is here. Ben is the he's the main man, the coordinator for the aquatic nuisance species, and some guy named Doug Lear, outreach biologist for the Game and Fish Department, on as well. How are we doing, boys?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good, how are you guys?
We're good. How you doing, Ben?
Doing well.
And then, Doug, how are you, my friend?
I'm waiting for your recipe for some escargot.
Yeah, you know, broil them. Broil them with garlic butter. That's all I know. All right, so I know we were talking, I'm a Minnesota resident. We're honestly, guys, it seems I turn around, there's something new every time. You know, we've flowering rush or zebra mussels or whatever. Now, believe it or not, in the lake I live on, we have giant Chinese snails that we found. And apparently these are, they get to be huge. The one I found was about 2 inches. Is North Dakota dealing with those as well now?
No, we haven't documented any Chinese mystery snails or banded mystery snails in North Dakota. It's something our biologists keep their eyes out when they're on surveying our lakes or fish populations every year. But luckily, they haven't made their way this far west as of yet.
What are you guys most dealing with in North Dakota? That's the biggest problem right now.
Right now, it's probably the, you know, westward expansion of zebra mussels. So we're trying to contain those lakes where we have zebra mussels and then prevent them from spreading to our major water bodies. And we're doing that through a variety of different ways, including watercraft inspection efforts, some digital marking to educate watercraft users, person-to-person, just education of watercraft users. And then we're constantly monitoring, we monitor over 143 different waters here in North Dakota for zebra mussels every year.
Is there any truth to that they'll say, well, you know, you can't keep a whatever from traveling on a duck's butt kind of thing, you know, whatever it may be it a small,
sure,
you know,
for zebra mussel villagers?
Yeah, or whatever.
And is it possible that a bird could transfer villagers from one zebra mussel positive water to non-infested water? Yeah, it's possible. It's very, very highly unlikely that a bird is going to be carrying enough villagers to start a new population. You know,
right.
It's possible, but very improbable. So the highest risk vector for spreading zebra mussels throughout the West and throughout the East has been and probably will always be trailer watercraft and large industrial equipment like docks and lifts or oil impact equipment or things like that.
Is there any, Doug, is there any good side to zebra mussels? I mean, is there any positives for them to be in a waterway or in your lake?
Well, the short answer would be biologically no. You might have somebody that has not, you know, listened or learned enough about aquatic invasive species, about zebra mussels, and go, wow, ever since we got zebra mussels, our lake has become really clear and we really like that. But it's similar to what you see isn't necessarily what you have. And one of my best examples on that is the Red River, where people see, oh, it's all cloudy and it's dirty. And that's how it appears. So you have polar opposites. The Red River appears cloudy. But when it comes to pollution and, you know, the health of the Red River, it's very strong. It's a very healthy water system, even though it appears cloudy and murky because of the high sediment load. If you go to, like you said, some of those lakes in Minnesota that have had zebra mussels for, you know, maybe a decade or a long time, and it looks clear, well, what's happened is the natural health of that aquatic ecosystem has been disrupted by the zebra mussels, and Ben can speak more specifically to what's happened, but my response when I tell people is that it might look beautiful and crystal clear, but the actual health of that waterway, Ben, is not a good sign, is it, Ben?
That's one thing, Doug, that I've noticed in Pelican. I was just over at Pelican Lake with our meteorologist, Dean Weissaki, here last week. And a decade ago, we were over there, and it was not nearly as clear as it is now. And I know they have a big zebra mussel problem, but that's one waterway that I saw it actually working or, you know, that happening in. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ben, if you want to.
Sure. And, And Doug's, you know, kind of hitting the nail on the head. I think the Minnesota DR, the University of Minnesota just did a recent study and showed, you know, that walleye growth when with lakes that have zebra mussel infestations went down 12 to 14%. Those walleye, that smaller first year size class, is very important to walleye survival and recruitment of later life stages. So when you have that, you know, decreased in growth because of zebra mussels putting all that nutrients in the bottom sediments where zooplankton can't get it, and zooplankton are very important for, you know, those first year walleyes to grow and get big, it can really damage a fishery.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like zebra mussels, they're in the process of clearing up some water. They're robbing the fish of the food that they need to propagate.
Right. That nutrients has to go somewhere, and so a lot of that nutrients is going from the top water columns into the bottom. When water gets clearer and the nutrients load gets bigger on bottom sediments, it also increases macrophyte growth. So in areas in Minnesota and around the U.S. that have clear water and more nutrients, they've seen great, great increases in vegetation.
All right, we're talking to Ben Holland, North Dakota Game and Fish.
Got a truck, need it clean, ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper, need it washed out, ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank, you want it like new, clean, ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation, you'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg. And it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Oh yeah, what's on your mind? Welcome back. I play this because this band, Skillet, is going to be live at the Red River Valley Fair, kicking it off tonight. A little heavier for my taste, but hey.
The rumor I started is that Scott's not here today because he's getting ready for the Skillet concert.
Skillet concert, yeah. I'm going to bang his head a little tonight out at the Red River Valley Fair.
You just see it, can't you?
You bet. Skillet tonight, I believe Chris Young and Michael Ray tomorrow. They've got Sticks on the docket. They've got Rat, and they... kind of a 80s kind of rock show thing coming up next week.
Rad.
Full details. I'll give them a plug. RedRiverValleyFair.com. That's happening. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Wind Energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Wind Energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Grab the wind. For more info, go to ndforallenergy.org, ndforallenergy.org. We're chatting with Doug Lear and our friend Ben Holen from North Dakota Game and Fish. Guys, we were talking about zebra mussels almost exclusively there, but what are the other – Ben, I'll go to you here. I know one of my favorite lakes in the Twin Cities is overrun with milfoil, Lake Minnetonka. It seems like, and we've got these, you know, these snails that you say haven't worked towards you yet. Are these the Asian carp or the nuisance flying carp they're talking about? Is it just a matter of time, you think, before all of these species, one way or another, propagate into our waterways, be it in North Dakota or Minnesota or wherever?
Well, I sure hope not. You know, over the last 20 years, I think we've had a, you know, much more educated user base, water users, and just people in general when it comes to aquatic nuisance species.
Right.
So, and I've seen just being on the landscape that the world's getting around, and we have some very passionate people when it comes to aquatic nuisance species. So I hope that we can keep them out of our waters here for a long time.
The big one was, I know the carp, these flying carp that are just crazy, if you've ever seen videos of them, they are in, they said, the Missouri, basically coming into South Dakota now. So I don't know. I mean, what stops something like that? Does the temperature in the winter tend to hold some of that back? Does it the seasons? I mean, is there factors that Mother Nature provides that helps in your battle?
Yeah, there is. I mean, many people would say North Dakota is a very inhospitable place. It is for quite a few species too. Each species has their own temperature and ecological requirements, and some of that helps us out. There are definitely species that have hit North Dakota waters that do not survive because of our, you know, temperature extremes and things like that too.
The key though is you've got to, obviously, if you're going from lake to lake, let's go through the procedure. I know one thing that you can't do is drive with your plug in your boat. So you want to check your trailer, do all that. Does North Dakota have a lot of monitoring too at the accesses?
Sure, and we're increasing what we got for watercraft inspectors. Right now we're focusing on our infested water bodies and then our larger waters like Devil's Lake, mm-hmm. Lake Sakakawea and that, so we have watercraft inspectors. We just completed another ANS roadside check over the 4th where we were checking boats on I-94, and we did catch some violations when drain plugs, ballast tanks, and wakeboarders, and jet skis not having drain plugs out.
Right.
So they are out there, but, you know, our number one goal for North Dakota Game and Fish and basically every agency out there is education because, you know, we can't be at every ramps every time, can't have roadside checks going at all hours of the day. So it really
right.
comes down to, you know, our water users. That is our biggest, you know,
they're the stewards.
Priority is making sure people are educated.
Yeah, if you're using the lakes and waterways, it's on you. I mean, you have got to make sure you're. And you brought up a great point, Ben, about the. You always hear, you know, pull your plug, check your trailer, drain your live well. But with all the wake boats and surf boats that are out there, these ballast tanks, these permanent ballast tanks that are. And I own one. You've got to drain those ballast tanks, and you've got to make sure your plugs are pulled on those, and your bilge runs out right too as well.
Yep, you're spot on. Those wakeboard boats can hold, you know, hundreds of liters of water. You suck up water in a zebra mussel infested water body. During the summer, some of our lakes can have, you know, 20 villagers per liter in it, and you transfer that to another water body. Discharge your ballast tanks, and you could have started a new ANS population that way. So it really comes down to all water users playing their part, you know, whether it's your average Joe fisherman, your wakeboard boat user, even pet owners play a part in not releasing pets into waterways. Your heavy commercial equipment guys, they often bring in large equipment from out of state, in Mississippi and Missouri and some of these states that,
right,
you know, are on the Mississippi River and have invasive species, and then bring them to North Dakota. It's very important that they clean that equipment and get it inspected by North Dakota Game and Fish so that we're not starting any new ANS populations.
Is there a Doug? Is there, oh, go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to tag on there, Kevin, is you guys were, you know, hitting the nail right on the head. And one of the struggles that we see and hear is the people that don't realize that they have to do it every single time. I equate it to a seatbelt. Is
right.
You get in your truck and you put your seatbelt on every single time. Everybody in your truck puts on a seatbelt. You can't say, well, this time we're not going to, because that could be the time that you have an accident. I mean, it's not an apples to apples comparison, but you kind of get the mentality,
right,
that you have to do it and everybody has to do it every single time.
Yeah, that's a great point. Is there a, I mean, we call them nuisance, but is there an invasive species in our neighborhood, let's say, that is actually not as bad as maybe we think it is? That is maybe, you know, maybe actually a good thing that it's still an invasive species, or no?
Well, I'll let Ben take a stab on that. I mean, it invasive versus non-native, because
right,
pheasants are not native. But people love to have pheasants. Are they invasive? Not necessarily because we brought them here, but aquatically and in fisheries, Ben, I'll let you answer that side of it.
Sure. I mean, we just as a Game and Fish Department and Western agencies, we stock non-native fish in areas too to provide angling opportunity to anglers. You know, rainbow trout, brown trout, they're not native to North Dakota, but they provide good recreational activity, recruit kids into the sport, and so there are benefits to sometimes putting those species in area, but on the other hand, you have our aquatic nuisance species that, you know, don't have natural predators, aren't providing any angling opportunity or recruitment to the department or anything like that, that are harmful to our waterways.
Right. All right, guys, anything else we need to know heading into the weekend, another summer weekend in North Dakota?
Well, we always try to make sure that we want people getting out there and staying safe. And on that aquatic nuisance species side, I don't think, Kevin, you got to the point where once you have those in your lake and you have those on your beach, you're not going to be walking barefooted on the beach anymore, Kevin.
No, that's the thing, too, with zebra mussels. I know that. And I think the snails are a problem with that, too, from what I've heard. Fun. Yeah, well, is what it is.
Well, I'll put my foot on one. I'll put it that way.
No, yeah. My buddy's on Pelican Lake. I've seen the destruction that they're doing. Ben Holland, North Dakota Game and Fish Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator, and Doug Lear, Outreach Biologist for Game and Fish State of North Dakota. Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Appreciate the time. Check your live wells. Drain them. Pull your plug. Check your trailer. No hanging weeds on any of the trailers. Drain your ballast tanks and your bilge on the big boats. Get it done. What's on your mind? We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chambly, Georgia, and has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back, what's on your mind? Scotty's off today.
You gotta remember to play your song.
Oh, I do. I got a hot mix. We're gonna close the show with it, actually.
Okay.
It's the Fauci mix of Get Over It by the Eagles that I think you're gonna really like. We'll close the show with it.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Hey, this guy, Gary Allen, is gonna be down at Dakota Magic Casino, eastern part of the state, down in Wahpeton, actually Hankinson, for an outside show tonight. Another one that we mentioned, North Dakota Country Fest. We got the rodeo in Wick, in Wing going out tonight and tomorrow. And the country, and then the Red River Valley Fair. So lots to do to punch your entertainment ticket around the neighborhood this weekend. For sure. By the way, speaking of, and Fred from Wing called in with the rodeo info. They've got performances tonight, tomorrow, and then they're doing a deal tomorrow night. But they've got barrel racing. They've got ladies breakaway roping, saddle bronc. They're doing bull riding as the finale, obviously. So it's going to be a lot of fun and Wing, and then they're doing little
ladies
after-party
breakaway
things.
Roping. That's not what guys try to rope.
No.
You just created a vision that I'm like, we still do that.
No, not that.
Sounds like a bar game thing or something.
Exactly. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. They'll get your truck roaring back to life. That's what they do at DAC Diesel. And they've got additives. And that's the thing. If you're off the road, they will get you back on the road. If you're on the road, they will keep you there. Diesel, vehicle, maintenance, and repair in Bismarck and the surrounding area, second to none. And all you got to do, if you got any questions, the big thing with CJ and the team is they do it right the first time. They don't want you, they want you talking great about them. They want you talking about the amazing job you did and the open and honest conversations you had before they did it and the estimate that was right on. You know, that's the thing. If you got any questions for them, give them a call or stop in. They're right at 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck. 24-hour service is available. Call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Ask them about the additives, the stuff that they do there. It's fantastic. So they are the Diesel A-Team. At DAC Diesel, find them online at DAC, D-A-K, diesel.com. Boy, talking about the aquatic invasive species stuff, and a couple of texts in, mostly about didn't know about this until it was too late in our lake or our river, is kind of what happens. And that's why being proactive with this stuff is so important. So just emphasize again, if you're coming out, going lake to lake, and I don't care if you're in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, wherever, you don't know if it's in the lake. You don't have, they may not know it yet. It's just great standard practice. So make sure you're draining the live well, you're checking the trailer, pull the plug, don't drive with the plug in. Yeah, I found out that's a $50 fine in Minnesota if you're driving with your plug in. Wow. Keep in mind for jet skis too, pull the plugs, wakeboard boats, wake, the surf boats, those big ballast tanks, those internal on the newer ones, you know what we're talking about if you have one. You pump them full, and like you mentioned, you pump them full in a lake that's got so many parts per whatever, invasive species, and you don't get it pumped out. And then again, you're pumping it out in a different lake, game over. But make sure you're pumping the ballast tanks dry, you're making sure the bilge runs all the way dry, and you're pulling the plug when you're transporting. Just then check the trailer. It's just really important. All right, 800-228-0550, open phones to the top of the hour.
One more thing going on this weekend, Daryl's Racing Pigs at the Dickey County Fair.
Dickey County Fair's going on. Okay. Yeah.
Kidder County, Tri-County, Bowman County, Pemberton County all going on this weekend as well.
Would that be our young friend Daryl Lease has the Daryl's Racing Pigs, I do believe?
That would be. That Darryl. Would be, as a matter of fact.
Tri-County Line Fair. Up.
I was a Kukin judge, and I don't think they're going to ever have me do that again because there are 8 wedding Kukin, and I made a joke about, I'm not going to say which one, but one of these Kukin tastes so bad it tasted like a divorce. And it did not take that well.
I didn't like that.
Did everything, and they were like, which one? I'm like, nah, just kidding. I was kidding. Oh, joke. All right, bad funny. Joke. All right, know your crowd, and I blew it.
That is funny. Oh, man. So, yeah, anything you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind, 800-228-0550. We started Free Plug Friday, and that's when Fred and Wing called, told us about the rodeo. We've got an event out in Medicine Lake, Montana. They've got a deal tomorrow. What did she say, 11 o'clock? 11 to 1 at the fire hall in Medicine Lake, Montana for a fundraiser going on. They've got that happening. But, yeah, if you got something you want to plug, like, again, the Dickey County Fair, Daryl's Racing Pigs, 800-228-0550. Is the number to call. I've got some audio I want to play from you from a young lady. As we hear this conversation, grab line one. Hi, what's on your mind? Is this Matt?
Nope, this is Mike and Perm.
Mike and Perm, what's on your mind,
yes.
sir?
Yes. Say, I've heard that because that white carp, that flying carp, I had heard somewhere that someone was harvesting those and turning them into fish fertilizer. Not a bad idea when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Good way to get rid of a lot of them.
Yep, we do the same thing. We have a lot of carp in our lake, or did, and bull fishing has become a big thing in recent years where they go in and at night with big bright lights and they, stay. There's no limit on any carp of any kind, so they take them up. And I know that when the guys that fish our lake or that bull fish our lake, they'll get like a 50-gallon barrel full of carp. And then they'll turn them over, and the farmers will throw them in with the fertilizer or whatever, and grind it up. And you're right, put it right out on the field. Why not?
Oh, heck yes, yeah. Go for it.
Great fertilizer.
Turn swords into plowshares.
There you go. That is a stinky field, too, my friend.
I'll bet it is.
Have a good weekend.
Cats just love rolling in it, yeah. I'll bet.
Oh, and by the way, you can look for Scott Hennen. The wedding he's at this weekend is down in Perham, Minnesota. So look for him around.
Okay.
That'd be a Scott sighting.
All I have to do is look as far as the Lakes Cafe because they have homemade pie.
There you go.
Think about that one.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.
You bet.
Yep. There you go. So they want now to come to your door because apparently free burgers and lottery tickets and free beer and every other carrot they've hung out there for you to get this compound. This chemical compound to help your immune system fight this virus. And if you don't want to get it, every time you it's either this. You're either hearing, be safe, get the shot, or it's exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Those are the two things you're hearing constantly. And I could go the rest of my life without hearing an EPI commercial, to be honest. But the other one is the constant, again and again and again from the departments of health, whatever state you're in, they're everywhere. My friend in Phoenix said, yeah, we hear them everywhere. They're the billboards everywhere. Am I the only one that's just sick of it? I don't want to hear it. I'm not getting the shot. I have a great immune system. I take my supplements. I take zinc. I have great vitamin D. I have a great immune system. I'd rather not. I don't get sick very often. Is that okay? I should
get over it.
I'm not going to do it. But I wanted to play a video of a young lady. I would guess she's probably 19. And there's I'm not going to say too much. There's a great, unbelievable, fantastic amount of truth coming coming from this statement from her. Listen to this.
I am so tired of people shoving a shot and face coverings down our throats. Stop using your platforms to install fear. The lack of respect for people that choose to not be an experiment or choose to not smother themselves with a face diaper coming from people that promote my body, my choice, is astounding. If I had to choose between getting the shot and jumping out of a plane without a parachute, I'd say gas that plane up, baby. No one's telling you you can't mask up. No one is telling you you can't get the Fauci out, just so stop demanding me to. If you're still scared, stay 6 feet away. Life's too short to live my life the way you want me to in order to make you feel comfortable. It's been over a year. I'm not responsible for your fears. I'm going to trust my immune system and allow my body to do its job while you stuff your face with free donuts for getting a shot in order to be healthy. That sounds like a bigger issue. I'm tired of being lectured about caring for others by people that wish me dead in the same sentence. It's not my job to make you comfortable, and it's not my job to keep you healthy. Stay out of my business.
Can we get a round of applause for that young lady, please? Thank you. Drop the mic.
Epic.
Right? And every person of every age that I know feels exactly that way. I know all about it. I've done the research on it. I know what it is. I know it's an mRNA virus. I know it's a vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's a compound. It's an immune system trigger is what it is. If you are compromised or whatever, that's what it does. There's no antibodies in this thing. And that to me is the definition of a vaccine. You know, the flu shot every year is a different variant, different antibody variant of the flu, of the influenza virus. This is not a vaccine. This is experimental. This is not approved. Nothing approved here. This is the largest single human trial in the history of the planet. That's what we're watching here. But you got to get it. You got to be safe. You got to keep everyone. People, stop. Stay 6 feet away. Whatever she said. Stay 6 feet away. Wear your face diaper. I'm fine. You go ahead. I don't care. It's fine. If you want to wear that, that's fine. If you could take it off when you're talking to me so I can understand what you're saying, it'd be great. But you want to wear one, you're safe. That's fine. The best one I saw again a couple days ago, guy at the gas pump, pulls up to the gas pump. He's behind me. I look back. He's in his truck. He's in by himself. He's got his mask on in his truck. Gets out of his truck, keeps his mask on. Maybe he doesn't like the smell of gas. I don't know. I don't think the mask helped him with that.
But
kept the mask on outside, at least 15 feet from anybody, including me, through the whole process of fueling his truck, got back in the truck, left about the time I did, and right as I saw him getting back in the truck, with his mask on, in his truck, by himself. If you're doing this, if that's you, I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of you. But where are you at with that? What? Why? What do you really believe that wearing that is somehow going to keep you alive or not sick or not as sick? I'm so done with it. I'm so tired, like she is, of the ads and the constant barrage. And then now we don't get the variant. Not only you got the Delta variant. You've heard about the new one, right, Todd? You got Delta. You got the Delta variant and you got the Beta. You got the Beta variant coming.
Oh, boy.
I'm not kidding. There's the Delta and the Beta. When the Alpha gets here, then we're all
to scare everybody with. Oh, no, now there's the variant thing I need to be afraid of. Oh, great.
Get over it. Thanks, Doc.
I am over it, Doc.
That's the best advice I've been given all day.
I am over it, Doc. All right, Eric is in Minot on the vaccines. Eric, what's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, I was just going to ask you a question about this vaccine. You know, they're pushing pretty hard to make this thing mandatory. What are you going to do if a year from now they say it's the law that you have to go get this vaccine? Are you still going to refuse to get it, or are you going to fall in line?
I will. I will refuse to get it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm not in risk. The law. I mean, I won't speed either on the way home, but
he'll be wearing his My Body, My Choice shirt the whole way.
Yeah. Will you get it, Eric, if they made it mandatory or the law?
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota.
They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like Fresh Baked Muffins for 99 cents. 2 Fresh Baked Cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann and Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. That's right, a free lifetime warranty, powertrain warranty on most vehicles, unlike anything else offered in the area, and does not cost you a dime. 2021 GMC Acadia, $600 purchase allowance on most models for current eligible Buick or GMC owners and lessees when you finance through GM Financial. And 2021 Buick SUV model 0%, 72 months. Current Buick and GMC owners or lessees. Find out more. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Hang on, I'm entering. My promo code is Scott, S-C-O-T-T. And I'm on my
what are you buying now?
MyPillow.com. My neighbors just got a new puppy, and they are the new pet parents of Finn. We call him Finnegan Shenanigans, and Finn needs a pet bed. And it's my wife's bestie, and we're kind of going to get her this. And with the promo code right now, the pet beds are as low as $19.99 on MyPillow.com. In fact, just remember the name Scott, as in Scott Hennin, our main man. That's the promo code at MyPillow.com across the board. 40% on the slippers. You can save 30% on the mattress topper, 30% on the robes. There's buy one, get one free with the promo code on the dream sheets. The towels are amazing at a BOGO deal, too, with the promo code. So just go to MyPillow.com, enter that promo code Scott, like I just did for our the little pet bed here we're getting for Finn. So $19.99 with the promo code. And there, yep, there it is right there. Came up exactly. That's the one we're getting. The smaller one is the $19.99 one. But that Finn's about this big too, so he's a little Lhasa Apso Maltese, so he'll love it. More at MyPillow.com, and again, if you haven't read Mike Lindell's book, I'm about a third of the way through it already. It's an amazing story. Got it on the nightstand. I'm reading it a bit here and there at night. Boy, what an amazing story! From crack addict to CEO, and just a great guy. He's got that symposium, that big tech election symposium coming up in Sioux Falls that you'll hear more about as we get closer to it, but. I'm really excited to see what he has to say there, what's going to happen there, and the evidence he's going to show. I'm almost thinking about, because I know I think Scott's going down. I'm almost thinking about joining him, figuring out a way to get down there to really see this. Because I don't think anybody of any level of common sense or critical thinking believes that this election, this last election, was legitimate. I think there's just too much. If it was a thing, you know, in this county or in that state or this, the one election board's this, there's just too much. It's massive. It's and, you know, according to Mike, it's everywhere. Not just in the battleground states or the battleground counties like Antrim County or Maricopa or Clark County. It's everywhere. And I don't have a problem believing that, knowing what Hennepin and Ramsey County go through in the Twin Cities Metro. Let's go back to Al Franken and the Norm Coleman race back then. Oh, look, we found a bunch of ballots here. Franken ballots. Oh, they're all for Al Franken? Where did you find those? That's going on. And if I said it from the beginning. I said, if you don't think that, you know, they talk about systemic, if you don't think systemic cheating is going on in our elections across, and these some of these cities, some of these counties, some of these state seats, the money that's involved. Imagine what the money's worth, the money in a city like San Francisco or a city like Atlanta or New York or Los Angeles. The budgets they control are into the billions. So, yeah, it'd be worth it to maybe see if you could sway. Let's go back to Dewey defeats Truman in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oops. And the media complicit in this? Well, Dewey beat Truman. Back in the day, it was right there on the newspaper, the headline of the newspaper. So I'm excited to see what Mike's going to bring to Sioux Falls with all this evidence he's gathered. It's pretty amazing. So to wrap up today, thought I'd play a little hot mix of a, there's a song by the, you might have heard the doctor, the doc, talking about your fear of the chemical compound that helps your immune system trigger a response to the COVID virus should you get it. And your fear of taking that experimental protocol, that's part of the largest human trial in history, which is happening right now. That's what the doc said.
You've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try and save the lives of yourself and your family.
I proudly present Get Over It, the Fauci Mix.
Get over it. Get over it.
Turn on the tube. Well, I see a whole lot of people got no brain. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Pick them a bit. Pick them a bit. Your mama too thin and your daddy too thin.
Get over it. Get over it.
Get over it.
Get over it.
It goes on, but that's pretty much it. It's a wonderful tempo, and I give it a 9.5 to dance to. Don't you agree, Todd?
Absolutely.
Get over it.
It just sometimes writes itself. You know, I had to come up with that this morning. All right, we're getting ready to get up and get on out of here. Again, lots going on this weekend. Have yourself a safe weekend. If you're going to be heading to New Salem. Tonight, Brantley Gilbert will be on stage for Indy Country Fest. They've got the rodeo and wing happening. Medicine Lake, Montana has their deal going on tomorrow, 11 o'clock. I think it starts at the Fire Hall. They're doing a fundraiser out there. And if you're in the eastern part of the neighborhood, Red River Valley Fair is getting going tonight in Fargo at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, of course. If you're heading into Minnesota, there's an event down at Detroit Mountain called Music on the Mountain with Billy Currington. I'm going to head down to Dakota Magic Casino, see my friend Gary Allen tonight. But he might have been playing in his band for about 18 years. So we're going to go play some golf. And then we're going to do the show down at Hankinson at Dakota Magic. Whatever you're doing, be safe this weekend. Remember, drain the live wells, pull the plugs, drain the ballast tanks, and we'll see you back bright and early on Monday for What's on Your Mind. For Scott Hanna and Tom Mitchell, I'm Kevin Flynn. Have a great weekend.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.